Retreat, as in moving away from flood-prone areas and an eroding coast. Retreat tends to be an unpopular idea in Louisiana. We spend heavily on restoration and protection, building wetlands and levees. Over the next 3 years, the state plans to put nearly $300 million into building land along the coast. But as predictions for sea level rise change, our ideas about retreat may need to change too, WWNO's Ryan Kailoth reports.
As everyone in Louisiana should know by now, our state has less and less coastline every day. That poses some very real threats to businesses like oil and gas and fishing. But what about the people who just plain live on the land that's disappearing? What options do they have?
Restore or Retreat.
Restore or Retreat is actually the name of a nonprofit that focuses on coastal restoration. Simone Malaz is executive director, and she realizes the name is kind of odd.
We actually get that a lot. A lot of people... It's different, for sure.
But the name's not funny when you realize it's a warning. Restore, or else you'll have to retreat. Malaz says the name was meant that way 16 years ago when the group was founded.
Back then it was a threat. If we don't do something now, we're going to be forced to leave. And I think it's become probably more of a reality than a threat.
Ever since Katrina, the state's been all in on protection and restoration. And until this year, officials looked at the data and said they could stop coastal land loss. But now, with new projections on sea level rise, they say that's not possible. Karim Belhajali of the state's coastal authority, the CBRA, says, quote, "The rate of land building will never match the rate of land loss." This is important, so let me say it again. Louisiana is losing land faster than we can ever build it back. That means a lot of people down the coast are going to have some hard decisions to make.
So how is the idea of retreat received?
In many ways, it's already begun. You can literally see those census shifts that people are moving north. You know, maybe they want to live closer to their grandchildren in Thibodaux, right? Oh, their kids go to school in Houma, so they want to move up the bayou. But those are the people that have the means to move.
Those without the means to move will be increasingly in harm's way. Even if a hurricane never hit Louisiana again, the coast is still sinking and the seas are still rising. Yet in 6 community meetings that state officials held last month, the word retreat never came up.
There are no politicians on any of these coastal areas that want to talk about people moving away.
Ed Richards is an LSU law professor.
I work on climate change and adaptation issues.
He says retreat is a valid solution that's largely off the table when it comes to state policy. It's politically toxic, unlike restoration and protection, which are seen as fighting the good fight.
As long as the religion of Louisiana is that we can fix this, we don't get to the next part where you make that existential choice, wash away or move.
A lot of people are really, really scared to talk about retreat, and with good reason, I think.
Liz Kozlov is a PhD candidate at New York University. She studies housing and climate change, and her focus is on retreat. She says the idea is politically uncomfortable because it's personally uncomfortable. Nobody wants to abandon their home. Even saying the word itself feels like failure.
We think of retreat as meaning giving up, that's it, it's over, you've lost the war.
But there's another way to think about it, Kozlov says. Break down the word itself. Re means back to the original place, again, anew. And to treat means to heal or cure. Instead of loss, she says, retreat can mean letting neighborhoods go back to nature for the greater good. Kozlov's been working on Staten Island since Hurricane Sandy. After the Oakwood Beach neighborhood there took on 7 feet of water, the community got together, went to the state, and said, buy us out. Turn our flooded homes back into wetlands.
People would say, if I do a buyout and I retreat, then I'm sacrificing my home, but I'm sacrificing it for the greater good of my community because my land will be turned into this protective buffer that can actually make my neighbors safer.
She says the key is that the community asked for it.
If the state had come in right away and said, we'll offer you all this money for you to move, they probably would have resisted that. But the fact that they came up with a plan themselves and that heard about it from people they trusted, people who they saw as like them, who were their neighbors, it made it have a very different dynamic.
Kozlov says community organizing may be the only way to get retreat taken seriously in South Louisiana. She says that buying people out may cost more up front than restoring wetlands, but it's cheaper in the long run. Man-made levees need constant maintenance, which costs money. But retreat aims to move people out of harm's way permanently. When I talk to people in Louisiana about this, they're still not sold. The CPRA's Karim Belajali says weighing these costs is difficult. They're crunching numbers and should have a better picture when the new master plan comes out in January. And Simone Malaz of Restore Retreat adds that, unlike Staten Island, Louisiana's coast is a working coast. People need to be near the water.
They literally fish out their backyard or where they work is right there.
So for now, the state is still focused on letting people remain on the coast. Over 90% of Louisiana's master plan budget is devoted to restoration and protection. And Restore or Retreat isn't pushing the idea of moving either.
There is an element of reality, sure, in that not all these coastal communities can be saved, but that doesn't mean you give up trying.
Malaz says that building levees and wetlands can buy the coast some time while the people who live there figure out what to do. Until now, the threat of coastal land loss has been met with a choice. But the people of South Louisiana may have to accept that an either-or choice is going to be off the table soon. The future is going to need restore and retreat. For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kyloth.